All right, let's talk a little bit about principles. I found this particularly interesting. Maybe we'll try to get as to, why this is happening, whether or not their concerns are valid. I take everybody at their word that when they're stressed out, they're stressed out. A new survey has come out looking at this. It's a report by the Research and Advocacy Group asking administrators, like principals, to rank their concerns. For the leaders in the elementary and secondary schools, a number of things came to light here. And to give us a little bit more about it is Annie Kidder, Executive Director for the People for Education, with People for Education. Nice to have you on the show.
Here, thank you very much.
So I think when people traditionally look at the role of a principal, they almost think that like that's the job that all teachers aspire to, because that's when you get to sort of kick back in the office and just bark out orders and you're essentially the boss. But, you know, there's a lot more to it, obviously. And we have some incredibly passionate principals, incredibly passionate teachers. And maybe you can explain sort of the main responsibility and roles that principals have had to take on that are new for them at this point.
I like the idea of them just kicking back. They've always had very full plates. I don't think there's a lot of kicking back that goes on for principals. I mean, everybody working in schools do. So they are responsible for all of the learning, all of the building, all of the students, and all of the staff in the school, and for making sure that student achievement is improving. All of those things. This year or last year, suddenly was added to their responsibilities all of the responsibility over health and safety connected to COVID. And no principals are saying, I don't want to do this, this isn't fair. All of them, from this survey anyway, understand we are living in extraordinary times. But they do say, one of them, described themselves as, I'm the COVID police. They are responsible for things like validating, making sure that every single student and every single staff member's self-screening is validated every single day. When the asymptomatic testing is happening in 5% of the schools, which it should be starting this week or next, they're responsible for putting in reports once a week. They have to liaise with public health and follow public health, different sort of public health mandates. And one of the things that they said was, sort of understandably, the policies change. There's a lot of pivoting. There's a lot of change and then change back. And they would really like to hear about these things not in the media. They would like to hear about them from their boards or from the province first. And that complaint is, school boards have also had that complaint that they'd really like to be told, be given a half hour warning before a new policy comes into play. So they have this whole other layer of responsibilities. They're not saying they don't want them, but they are saying they are very, very stressed and that they need more support in order to manage them.
Are there differences in the challenges that principals who perhaps have more of a virtual school on their hands versus one that has the in-person learning going on? Is there a distinction between the challenges that those groups have? Sometimes they might be even one and the same.
Yeah, well, first of all, they definitely, the principals of virtual schools reported or were more likely to disagree with the statement that they were able to cope with the stress of their jobs, or that the stress of their jobs was manageable. The difference between the kind of issues that they ranked was, for principals of virtual schools, managing student enrollment was the number one issue, communicating with parents and ensuring there was staff. Those were the big issues, but managing student enrollment was the number one, because students can be in virtual school, they'll go back to in-person, back to virtual. Versus in-person schools, they ranked space and physical distancing as their number one issue. So trying to keep kids apart in the way that they're supposed to. So they did go in the elementary schools. They talked about their class sizes and said that they were larger than what would be optimal in terms of keeping those physical distances, and that was, that was a big part of their job right now, was managing that.
So, Annie, what kind of tools or resources have schools and principals been given to sort of, deal with these new safety measures?
Well, I think what they've been given a lot of direction and instruction. There, we've heard that there are nurses out there now. Not all schools certainly have nurses. There are 5,000 schools. But so they have more access to public health and they have a lot more direction. What they don't have is more staff or more time to deal with it. And we asked principals to, you know, could recommend one change that could support them. And there, an increased staffing was definitely the main thing they recommended. The principals said we need to have vice principals because there's so much administration right now because of COVID. They needed more teachers. They needed more support staff. They also brought up over and over and over that the workload was difficult because not only is there COVID, but there are still new initiatives being put in place. So they said politely, could we not have any more new initiatives? Could we cancel the non-essential paperwork and give more planning time so that they could work with their teachers and their staff to make this extraordinary situation work?
Annie, we appreciate you taking the time. We're going to delve into this a little later on the show.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.